Brackett House History. Cornell College acquired Brackett House in 1948. Located on the eastern edge of campus, across the street from College Hall, the former residence of William Brackett has been used primarily as a boarding house for guests of the college. William Brackett, a master carpenter who moved to Mount Vernon from the East Coast, built the house in 1877 for his wife and three children, Anna, Edgar, and Clara Brackett, all of whom graduated from Cornell between 1867 and 1881. The land on which Brackett House sits originally belonged to the Reverend George Bowman, the founder of Cornell, and it was later the site of Spangler's Pottery, where the bricks for Old Sam and College Hall were made. Clara was the only descendant to remain in Mount Vernon, and so she inhabited the house with her daughter, Elizabeth, after her husband, William M. Smith, died when Elizabeth was six. In 1912, Clara married Armstrong Spear, a fellow Cornell classmate from 1881, and so began the era of Brackett House hospitality, as Clara Spear enjoyed entertaining people from all over. Elizabeth Smith Ford inherited the house from her parents and decided to will it to Cornell on the condition that one of her former teachers, Clara Blinks, be allowed to live there for the rest of her life. In 1952, Clara Blinks passed away. In 1977, Bess H. Medary, class of 1915, donated $75,000 to the college, allowing Cornell to restore Brackett House to its former glory. A committee headed by Anne Secor, wife of President Philip Secor, planned and executed the renovations in the summer of 1978. Other than a short tenure as the alumni office from 1953 to 1961, Brackett House has been primarily used as a guest house for visitors to the college, as well as a place for faculty socials. Brackett House has hosted luminaries, including Frederick Stock, the conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Chief Justice William Howard Taft, and the soprano Alma Gluck, among other talented musicians and influential persons. Brackett House was closed August 5, 2012, its future uncertain. 3 years later, the building was renovated, and it reopened in June 2016, and now hosts guests of the college once more.